The Discovery development, with 105 units, was the only project approved under the county's former CORE program, meant to encourage affordable housing. The project was sued by neighbors with the group Citizens for the Alignment of Growth in the Environment, or CAGE. A settlement was reached and approved by the court this October 22nd. The second lawsuit, filed by the Weilerman School, the project's next-door neighbor, was settled last March. Deputy Summit County Attorney Dave Thomas said for the most part the settlements reaffirmed that Discovery would comply with conditions that had already been set in the county council's approval. One major provision in the CAGE settlement says a publicly available tree survey will identify ponderosa pine and other old-growth trees before any construction. It says the developers will not cut down any trees with more than 12 inches in diameter at the base, with exceptions allowed, such as for fire safety, building footprints, or the ultimate buyer of a lot wanting to remove a tree. But the settlement said roadways will be designed to preserve the trees as much as possible. Other provisions say the development will not seek waivers from environmental standards or light pollution restrictions existing at the time of application, and they address other items like the ratio of affordable housing, connections to trails, and impacts on neighboring landowners. The Weilerman School filed suit because the project's secondary access led to the school's parking lot and driveway. Both legal settlements mandate that a crash gate will be put up at the access to be used for emergencies only. Thomas said the project has a pending application at the planning department. The ultimate approval for that will come from the county manager. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.